Chinese bird note. Stand on a rocky headland above the turbulence of the tidal surge flowing like a river. Loose groups of red-throated loons in flight, perhaps a thousand altogether, stream past. The tide has turned at Deception Pass at the north end of Whidbey Island in Washington State. The loons gather here in winter. The once great salmon and steelhead rivers still carry nutrients from the Cascade Mountains to feed the marine life of northern Puget Sound. In some years, forage fish such as surf smelt abound. They're caught in the irresistible tug of the tide, pulled out to sea through the granite defile of the pass. The loons fly to the throat of the pass and feast as the current carries them down. The loon's name derives from the Old Norse word for lame. Because their feet are so far back on their bodies, the birds cannot walk on land. But in flight, they're graceful, and underwater, swift in pursuit. Some creatures with which we share the world have been diminished almost to disappearance. But if we look, we can still find great natural abundance, as we have today. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
We're back here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Leslie. I'm here with Setsuna, who is a Taiwanese Kai Gai idol, who is going to be performing in Vancouver very soon, right before you listen to this. However, she and her sister act group are going to be performing at Nonsweet's Kai Gai Idol Pride Stage 2 on the weekend of November 8th. Very excited to be talking with Setsuna today, learning so much about her own work and her philosophy about approaching performance as a solo idol. Setsuna, I would like to know a little bit more about the Taiwanese idol scene. Okay. I imagine because Taiwan's proximity to Japan, it can be kind of useful for J-pop inspired acts to be produced easier, I guess, like in terms of music production and costuming, just having that proximity to Japan being a useful resource. But since you have been an idol for a while as well, can you talk to me a little bit about the production to performance side of things as a Taiwanese idol?
我自己认为台湾idol圈的话，就是这样讲可能有一点语屁，但我觉得台湾idol圈的话是就是在模仿日本idol圈的一些文化跟一些制作方面的比较还没有那么进化的版本。对，如果你可以用Pokémon那个吗？如果日本是喷火龙的话，台湾目前是 小火龙，不是美国小火龙，是台湾火龙龙。那个美国还在那个就是选 Pokemon 的地方，对，他们还没选，他们才刚从新手证出去而已。对，嗯，怎么他笑太开心了吧？Hey,
so good.
So, Setsuna said that Taiwan does take a lot of inspiration and lessons from the Japan scene, and but it's still not fully amateur, but also not as a fully professional or on the full scale production that Japan has. And if we were to use a metaphor, Setsuna would say that maybe
Pokemon.
Japan is like a Charizard, and the Taiwan scene is kind of like a Charmander. I asked if maybe Taiwan's a Charmeleon and America's the Charmander, but then she said no, like America's still like in the Pokeball when you're trying to take that from Professor Oak's lab.
We can.
That is absolutely not a diss to the American scene. The American scene is rapidly growing, and we cannot wait to see where the American scene will lead towards.
Mm-hmm. 我觉得大家都是在持续的学习中一起进步。那不是说谁比较不好，只是我觉得大家在对于就是抓住自己的特质跟能够去把这件事情用一种骄傲的方式去呈现，还需要一点时间。
So yeah, Taiwan still learning a lot from the Japan scene, and they still need some time to sort of figure out what their own identity is and how to be proud of their own identity and proud of their own image and their own culture in Taiwan. Yeah.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Thank you for the analogy. Yeah. It was very good. Very funny. But yeah, I thank you for sharing with me about that, because, you know, as I said before, I'm pretty new to like understanding the overseas idol scenes. And in Vancouver, because I guess I just assumed that because Taiwan is closer to Japan, there it is easier to get a lot of projects done, and there is a more structured, maybe more organized way of producing. Because in Vancouver, partly because we're so far away from Japan, and so far away from the rest of the Asian idol scenes, right? Even with like, you know, K-pop P-pop and things like that. A lot of what we do here is more do-it-yourself. So everything is more like kind of self-produced. You know, you have the occasional group that has more of like a team, big team support, but not as much. And it's not a bad thing at all. It's really great. It is, I think, just a kind of like that difference of like the organization of these scenes, right? Oh, so it's very interesting to hear you say that. It is, in Taiwan, the scene is still, it's still flourishing. You know, it's still, it's happening well, but there are still some things that also need to be combed through.
Yeah. 但我觉得就是台湾的进化也是在这几年两三年之内突然有突飞猛进的成长，对。但我会觉得说就是美国目前就是北美这边的偶像圈的风气还没有这么的盛行，但是我觉得这边整体的氛围是很好的，因为在亚洲国家比较多会有那种可能大家对于自己的外貌也好或是身材上面标准的一些比较严谨的那些审视，自我审视的部分，但在可能欧美国家的话，大家都很勇于做自己，那台下的观众也非常乐于的给予一些赞美或是一些就是很多的支持，所以我觉得这件事情很不错。那刚刚有讲到就是说可能两边因为距离比较远，所以可能比较没有受到这么多的熏陶，但我觉得这些东西就是只要有大家一直想要尽力的去推动，想要让这件事情变得更好，那我觉得整体会用更快的方式在加速这件事情的发酵。
So Cecilia mentioned that the Taiwan scene also had a lot of rapid growth over the past couple years. This is a personal note from the translator, but I have heard idols who've done idol work both in Taiwan and America kind of compare America's like current scene to sort of like 2015 to 2019 in Taiwan. So, yeah, it's a couple years behind. But Cecilia mentioned that maybe the idol culture in America isn't as mainstream or as popular yet, I guess partially because of the distance, everyone's all spread out, but the very core fan base of the WOTAs, the idol fans in America, are very passionate, very supportive, and maybe in Asia there's more body standards or image standards that Asian performers have to meet, but Setsuna, from experiencing the scene in America, thinks we put a lot of emphasis in a body positivity, in acceptance for alternative or, I guess, different idols that doesn't have to fit a mold that perhaps Asian artists try really hard or really struggle to fit, and thinks it's a very encouraging and very welcoming, accepting space in America. And there's a lot of passionate idols, fans, and organizers in America who's trying to push for the culture, and she's very excited to see what our growth would look like in the next couple of years.
Yeah, it's definitely a more niche scene out here in North America, I think. Like, more people already kind of have to be tuned in into like idol culture before they start going to the idol shows out here. At least that's been my observation, because otherwise sometimes folks don't really, the fandom culture is so different compared to a lot of other fandoms in North America, you know, like, for example, gaming or like sports culture.
Yeah.
So it's something that they kind of have to like slowly get themselves into. They have to be primed first. But I do appreciate your observation about the North American scene. It does seem a little bit more, maybe because of it is smaller, it seems quite inclusive and diverse.
Mm.
Actually, speaking of which, I was wondering, because you were performing at US Idol Fest last weekend.
Yeah.
Anybody stand out to you? Any performer stand out to you and you left an impression?
Asayoru Maido Cafe. 我觉得就是刚刚你有提到，就是我觉得北美这边让我觉得很不错的地方，就是我觉得我跟明海就是都有一样的想法，就是因为我们对于第一次来国外演出，就是北美这边演出，其实最起初有很多紧张跟不安，但是当我们一站上台，台下人的眼神会告诉我们，你们做自己就好，你们只要演出，我们就会给予我们最热烈的支持跟欢呼，那件事情会对我们来说是一个很大的，就是给我们很多的勇气跟很大的帮助，让我们觉得哦，我们只要做跟在台湾一样做的事情就好了，我们不需要特别去假装我们很会什么，我们只要做自己，那台下的人会给予我们支持，那我们就会，我觉得在成长方面压力是必须的，但是在演出的当下，台下的一些 feedback 会让我们觉得很安心，那我们自然能够更放心的去呈现我们想要表达的东西。那你可以先讲这个，我等一下再补充Asayoru。
Okay. Sezlin, I just want to quickly mention that she really enjoyed the Asayoru Maid Cafe's performance at US Idol Fest. And then also to mention that both Setsuna and their other group, Meikai Oceanus, all the members really felt the passion and the support from the North American community. Before they came to America, they were a bit nervous about performing. They were worried if the American scene wouldn't really accept them. But once they stood on stage and saw all the fans cheer and all the emotions in their eyes and their chants, their screams, they felt a lot of support from that. And they realized that they only need to be themselves on stage and then people will support them. They don't need to put on a different persona, try to fit what maybe they think Americans would like or what they think other cultures would like. As long as they are themselves, that the North American scene would support them. So they found that to be a very, very, very heartwarming to experience that on stage.
然后阿萨尤鲁的部分的话，我觉得就是因为在刚有提到，就是在可能北美的爱豆圈里面还没有这么的发展快速的偶像圈的情况下，在这样子的观众的环境里面，我觉得阿萨尤鲁的演出让我是有他们很不错的那种想法，就是因为可能会觉得说这个地方偶像的文化还没有发展的这么成熟，那是不是演出者部分也比较没有这么能够充分的掌握在舞台上需要做什么事情，但我觉得在我的眼中看来，阿萨尤鲁是非常就是他们叫摩亚给，摩亚给是非常成熟的演出者，他们有唱歌很厉害的人，也有肢体非常好看的人，那我觉得如果有办法给他们更多的演出机会，那或者是就是其他的人有办法有更多有共演的机会之类的话，我觉得整体也会演出的很不错。像那个欧亚苏咪咪跟 Strawberry Sunday，对他们也很棒。
Sezlin mentioned since the American scene is still growing and sort of up and coming, I guess relatively amateur compared to the more established scene in Asia. But she was very surprised to see that Asayoru Maid Cafe's idol group Moyage had a very, very, very professional performance and put in a lot of care and a lot of work into their stage presence, their singing abilities or their dancing or just the overall cohesion was very impressive to see, as well as some of the groups they collab with, Oyasu Mimi and Strawberry Sunday. So I think they're, these groups, for example, are a really good motivator and people for the American scene to look up to sort of improve our own craft so the whole scene can improve and then sort of grow together. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. That's wonderful. Thanks for sharing your thoughts on that, especially because you've already got so much experience. I really appreciate that. Okay. Right now, I think actually it's something that I do want to know. As we're kind of like on this topic, I guess, getting into idols from around the world sometimes is a good way to like learn about other cultures and stuff. If a listener of the show, which is typically Tuesdays, wants to come visit you, watch your performance in Taiwan, what do you think is a like an essential word or a phrase that people should know before they come visit you?
Oh, 我其实觉得我的演出在来看之前不需要特别知道什么事情，只要他有办法，也不能这样讲，就是因为很常这样讲有点那个，但是我觉得大部分的人在看到我就是的演出之前，对于我应该比较可能没有兴趣，或者是说他可能就会觉得他就是一个普通的女孩子，但是他们会被我的演出的可能大家说的那个power 吓到，那我很乐意看到这件事情，所以我觉得他们不用特别先做什么准备，想要看就直接来。那如果你们有被吓到，不管是好的吓到还是坏的吓到，你们都可以在可能午饭的时间，或是可能你们写一些那种限动 report 之类的，可以跟我讲。那就是我会觉得很开心，就是你有享受我的演出这样子。
好 ，So Cezanne said that specifically to see her performance, there's not necessarily any chants or phrases you should learn. A lot of times, fans when seeing Cezanne on the lineup just thinks, oh, just another solo idol or another solo singer. But once they're at the show, experiencing the show, they get surprised and then become fans through her powerful voice. So she thinks that, she hopes that she will be able to capture the hearts of the audience during her shows. And then if the audience has any thoughts or feedback, she would love to chat with them, you know, after the show at Merch, or, you know, tag her in Instagram stories or on Twitter and all that to have the dialogue there.
Mm-hmm. 那如果他们要来，他们想要学一些中文的话，我觉得这个部分比起中文，他们可以先学一些喊call。对，像日本那边就是会有一些打 call 的部分，但是其实一开始要入门有点困难，他们其实只要可以跟着欢呼就好了。那如果你们要比如说去单独跟偶像午饭之类的，你们可以跟他们说我最喜欢你，但是他要对每个人都这样讲，因为这样会很好玩。就是我最喜欢哦，要加 most 哦，跟每个人说，这样很棒。
So Cezanne also said that rather than, I guess, learning specific Mandarin phrases, if you were to visit Taiwan or visit one of her shows, what might be more useful, if you're not familiar with the idol scene, is some of the Japanese calls or the mixes that people typically perform, or the audience typically use as a form of support at idol shows. Shout out Alex Pinku. Their YouTube channel has a great video about the different types of calls and mixes that one could watch. But also, if you get a chance to visit Taiwan, one phrase you could learn is you're my most favorite performer. 我最喜欢的偶像. As Cezanne said, it's imperative that you tell every idol that they're your favorite. So yeah, very funny. Yeah.
That's great. That's good to know. your performance at Kaigai Idol Pride Stage 2 is just on its way. It's only a sleep away. Personally, I'm very excited to be watching you perform in Vancouver. What do you want the audience to take away from your performance during your set at KIP 2?
我是觉得就是因为我自己想要当偶像的起源，是因为我有很喜欢的 idol group， 他是阿拉西 from Japan。对，那我从他们身上得到了很多的能量，那我就觉得如果我也做得到的话，我也想要成为那个可以让大家在那个当下可以忘记烦恼的这样的表演者。就如果在我的演出中，他们有办法在那一瞬间或是那一刹那得到一些心理上的救赎，这样讲可能会觉得有点就是多过面线的感觉，但是会希望他们能够从我演出中得到一些不同于平常日常生活中的一些比较神奇的感受，得到一些能量或是得到一些勇气。因为甚至可能我有一些观众有跟我说，他看了我的演出之后 他自己也想要试试看站上舞台，他想要成为那个可以带给人家能量的人，我就觉得天哪，很棒，去做的感觉。对，所以我就觉得如果他们有办法在我的演出中获得一些能量，获得一些勇气的话，那我就觉得很不错。
So one of the motivations for Setsuna to become an idol is she's very inspired by her favorite Japan group.
Yeah, Arashi.
And so Setsuna hopes that if fans see her performance, if they can sort of feel the emotions, the power that Setsuna gets from her favorite group to become a performer, maybe the fans not necessarily would want to be a performer or an idol, but she hopes that the fans can get some form of motivation or comfort from her performance to chase your own dreams and to be yourself.
That's wonderful. Yeah. We're just about running out of time here on the show, but before we leave things as they are, of course, thank you so much again for joining the program. I'm really excited to share the show with the Vancouver audience so that they learn more about Taiwanese idols and in general, you know, the diversity and the makeup of the overseas idol scenes all around the world. How can the listener support your work?
You can follow my Instagram and watch the YouTube.
Yeah, the Instagram handle is Setsuna Official, S-E-T-X-U-N-A Official, and then
yeah.
Also her YouTube channel and her other social media platforms.
那如果你有来现场的话，可以专心的看我的演出，和午饭的时候可以来找我，量力而为啦。
And she also hopes that if you're able to catch her performances in the future, to you know, fully immerse yourself in the performance, and if you're able to, come say hi at the merch table.
Yeah.
That's awesome. All right. Thank you so much. We're going to listen to one final song as we end off the show today called 白日梦陷阱.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit more about one. That's your most recent song. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell me more about it.
这首歌当初在制作的时候中间有一点出差错，但是我觉得它最后呈现出来的成品我非常的喜欢。它的歌词是由另外一个团体存在证明的学威写的，对，那这首歌的内容我其实跟他没有太多的就是讨论，也是对，但是他写出来的成品非常让我的惊喜。那他的歌词内容我甚至觉得他是不是有偷偷肉搜我，因为他里面的内容写得太符合就是一切的一切那个时候的我的一些心境或一些脑袋之类的乱想的东西之类的，然后就觉得很优秀，而且他有把那 Julie 这个词写进去歌词里面，然后这首歌的编舞是那个天国地狱的 Echo， 对，然后他在副歌的部分也编排了一些比较能够让人记得的动作，然后让台下的观众可以跟我有些互动，他们可能跟着跳之类的。那这首歌整体的话会比其他的歌曲再稍微更轻快一点点，但是也是一首非常就是洗脑的歌，我自己觉得它会在某一天夜深人静的时候突然在你脑袋突然响起，对，然后明海的人也很常对着我唱，它是一首充满着那叫什么 fantasy， 对，幻想，但是很多就是一些有趣的东西的歌，会太抽象吗？
不会，抽象是我英文不好，不会翻。
不会啦，哎呦。
This song, 白日梦陷阱, could be literally translated to a daydream trap. So the lyrics were written by Yukibi from No Face, No Reality, which is personally my favorite Taiwanese idol group. I really hope all of you can get a chance to support them, No Face, No Reality. The dance is also done by Echo from Paradise Hell, also another new Taiwanese idol group that is absolutely amazing. For the lyrics, Setsuna feels like Yukibi might have like secretly stalked her because a lot of on social media because a lot of the lyrics and the storylines are eerily fitting or close to Setsuna's mental state or what she was feeling during that time, even though they didn't really closely discuss the lyrics. And also Echo from Paradise Hell, she tried to choreograph the dance to have more memorable motions so the fans can more easily remember. The song's a lot catchier. A lot of the Meikai Oceanus members would just sing it towards Setsuna on their off days.
Annoying.
But the song, I guess, is more about a fantasy and how How one would feel in the daydream.
Yeah.
Whether to stay in it or break out of it, it's up to the listener's choice. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So intense, so deep. Well, thank you so much for that. We're going to listen to that really soon. But for now, thank you so much for tuning in to Typically Tuesdays here on CJSF 90.1 FM, because we're hitting the top of the hour. Tune in to Analog Archives here on 90.1 FM on Thursdays at 6 p.m. with Danny. He goes over the physical archives at CJSF. And it's a great show. But, you know, I think that's a great CJSF program that you should also get in on if you have not checked it out yet. Analog Archives here on 90.1 FM, CJSF, Thursdays at 6 o'clock. All right, then. I've been Leslie here on Typically Tuesdays on 90.1 FM. This is 白日梦现今 by Setsuna here on the show. Enjoy, and I will talk to you again very soon.
期待来一场邂逅的捷径不妨拿出力量的收音机前奏响起坠入陷阱哦爱念不光粼粼别星光更闪耀的倒影在你眼里晚风加速一见钟情 Kiss me Help me 像醉了毒的蜂蜜当你爱是一场白 Kiss me, hug me, 像醉了毒的蜂蜜
No matter your disability, you likely face barriers in your everyday life. At Neil Squire, we help break those barriers down by helping you access employment, technology, and the tools you need to live your life to the fullest. As a nonprofit organization, we empower people with disabilities all across Canada, and we are here for you too. Visit neilsquire.ca to learn more.